contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. 7 challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
Ready? Wasn't going to waste any more time on that one if it weren't coming.
Can you handle the pressure? Of 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. This is the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Now, here's a quick reminder of how Grace from West Yorkshire played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, Grace from Yorkshire banked £500, but lost valuable heartbeats with wrong answers in reorder. With 577 heartbeats remaining, can she improve her game to win big money?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, Grace, you ready to play?
I am, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Let's get cracking. Here's round 3. It's Assemble. This is how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Grace, it's round 3.
Okay.
Basically putting the jigsaw together. For a primary school teacher, that should be easy.
Should be.
But your heart rate is going really, really fast. I mean, I'm sure you've heard...
Yeah, it's tricky to get it to calm down. I'm trying the deep breathing, I'm trying calming.
But... So at the moment, you've got 577 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out the 500?
I'm going to play on.
Yes, that's the right decision. I'm confident
in
you,
go for it.
Grace. You can do it. All right, let's play Assemble. You need to find 5 missing pieces, Grace. Please step onto the plate.
Ooh, deep breath.
Michelle Obama. Play. Concentration.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Even though, once again, your heart rate was going really, really fast.
I could hear them a bit that time.
Yeah, that was quite intimidating. You used 151. You peaked at 158, slightly lower than previous rounds, but still quite high.
Yeah.
Still quite high. You've left yourself 426 heartbeats. Mm. Not too bad. Feeling confident now?
Yeah, a little bit more confident.
That was a fab round.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. If we can play the remaining rounds like that, I think we can bank some serious cash.
Yeah.
Well done, Grace. All right, let's see round 4. It's Identify. This is how it works, Grace.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Grace, round four. You've got 426 heartbeats remaining. What's going through your head at the moment?
Whether to cash out. My heartbeat's pretty high.
It is. And it starts off, as you can see at the moment, it's 135. And that's how it starts off in gameplay, but then it builds to nearly 170. Mm. That's a lot.
Goes quick then.
So it's decision time. Do you want to play on for 2,500 or cash out for £1,000 with 426 heartbeats remaining?
I'm going to cash out and go for £1,000 today.
All right, good. You've got enough heartbeats to complete cash out.
Yeah.
All right, you've got the chance to take your time, really control yourself when the question comes up. Wish you all the very best
of luck,
Grace. All right, she's got 426 heartbeats left to win £1,000. Grace, you've made it through three rounds. You've got £1,000. Let's play cash out. So, Grace, it all comes down to this. Cash out and you can leave with £1,000. Or run out of heartbeats and, unfortunately, you'll leave with nothing. This is how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Please remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. And every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. Grace, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon.
True.
Pole vault is an event in the Olympic heptathlon.
True.
Gorgonzola cheese takes its name from a town in Spain.
False.
Joseph Stalin was the leader of Russia during World War I.
True.
Justin Timberlake was in the 2010 film The Social Network.
True.
SF is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Sheffield.
False.
The science book A Brief History of Time was written by Albert Einstein.
False.
Chameleons are amphibians.
True.
Semiotics is the study of signs and symbols.
True.
In 2010, Ed Miliband became leader of Her Majesty's official opposition. Magician David Blaine was born in New York City.
False.
The 1588 Spanish Armada was sent by King Philip II.
True.
In Carlo Collodi's novel, Geppetto is the creator of Pinocchio.
True.
The Bourne Identity film was directed by Christopher Nolan.
False.
The Starry Night was painted by Vincent van Gogh.
True.
Inventor Clarence Birdseye pioneered a method of fast freezing food.
True.
Yeah! Oh my goodness me! Yes, you're going to give me a heart attack.
I think I'm having one.
Oh my goodness me, you got 52. Heartbeats remaining. So many times you got so close
right decision,
and then you got the wrong answer. You
made
the right decision, Grace. Well done.
Thank you.
So happy for you.
Me too.
So happy for you. Thanks. You did a great job. Well done. So you're happy with your decision?
Yes, very happy. It was the right one, I think.
Well done. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round three where you cashed out with £1,000. I'm so happy for you, Grace. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you very much.
You've been a fab contestant.
Brilliant.
Well done, Grace. Fabulous. Who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Ben from Kent.
Hi, Ben.
How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you, Vernon.
What do you do for a living?
I work as a police officer.
All right, and how's that?
Very, very good, very good.
Is
very
it?
Very enjoyable.
And you've got a lovely partner?
Yes, I have. My wife, Sarah.
And she's also in the police force as well?
Yes, she is. We joined together in 2003.
So, Ben, 1,000 heartbeats, what are you like under pressure?
I hope I can stay quite calm. I tend to be quite good at pressure. I turn up, things are going hectic, very much being bang, bang, bang. You've got to get things done. So you have to try and work out what's going on, but also you've got to make sure you're yourself safe.
OK, well, in 1,000 heartbeats, you will know what's going on.
Right.
You just got to stay calm.
Right.
You've just got to focus on the big screen,
yep.
Get the questions done, and
okay.
Try and keep your heart rate as low as possible.
Yes.
If you do that, you'll give yourself more opportunity to win some large amounts of money. How do you relax? What do you like doing? Golf, I believe.
I love playing golf. I've got my two sons doing it now as well. Now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, if you can't win any money on 1,000 heartbeats, just keep them on the golf course,
exactly.
Because you never know. It's a great investment.
Nice little Rory McIlroy coming along, you
exactly.
Know.
Exactly.
You never know.
That would be awesome. It's nice to have a hobby that you can just relax
exactly.
And enjoy,
exactly.
Especially with the kids as well.
Yeah.
Now, already, we're monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, it's at 139 beats per minute. It's gone
right.
Up to 145. You need to calm down. But don't worry, don't panic, because it's normal on this show for your heart rate to be quite high at the beginning of all the rounds. We'll get round one out of the way,
okay.
And it'll come down, I promise you.
Right, okay.
One more thing, let me introduce you to our string quartet. There they are. They're going to be playing along with you throughout the whole of the show. Oh. Pretty daunting stuff, just don't let them distract you.
Right.
You'll be fine. All right, you ready to play?
I am, yes, I am.
All right, my friend, let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck, big fella. Everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast, is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
You ready?
I am ready, yes.
All right, let's play contrast. You need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Star Wars, Star Trek, play. William Shatner has played Captain James T. Kirk in...
The answer is Star Trek.
Jar Jar Binks is an animated character from...
The answer is Star Wars.
Into Darkness is a film title from...
The answer is Star Trek.
The USS Enterprise is a spaceship from...
The answer is Star Trek.
1977 saw the first film release from...
The answer is Star Wars.
Actor Ray Park plays a Sith Lord from...
The answer is Star Wars.
In 2012, Disney purchased the rights to...
The answer is Star Wars.
Yes! Well done, Ben! Come on home. I tell you what, the string quartet have just done their cardio for the week. They were going like the clappers. You peaked at 166 beats per minute. That's like a spin class.
Yeah, it felt like it as well, to be honest.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's just the nerves of being in the studio, the lights, that kind of thing?
It's probably a bit of both, and knowing that you're near the end. You need, if you get that right, you've got that money banked, and it's just knowing that you're going, you got it. Oh,
yeah.
Relief.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. But you've done it now.
Yes.
And now you know what it's like to step on the plate, to play a game.
Yep.
Hopefully your heart rate will come down. Just relax. We're all friends. We want you to win some money.
Right.
Simple as that. So you've got 867 heartbeats remaining.
Okay.
You've just banked £250. It's as simple as that. How far will he go? He's got a very high heart rate. Will it get him to £25,000? Find out after the break.
What was Bret the Hitman Hart famous for? Boxing or wrestling? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what was Bret the Hitman Hart famous for? The answer is wrestling. Before the break, we welcomed policeman Ben to the show. He answered every question correctly, but used up 133 heartbeats due to his soaring heart rate. Will it prove costly as he continues his game?
All right, welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Ben, are you ready to see your next round?
I am, yes.
All right, good man. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Ben, round 2, you've got 867 heartbeats remaining. You've got the first round out of the way.
Yep.
Let's try and bring your heart rate down, because a high BPM on this show is not a good thing.
No,
we need to play as many rounds as possible to bank as much money as possible and enable us to play cash out as well. So, are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'll play on.
All right, good man, let's do this. Let's play Unravel.
Thank you.
Good luck, Ben. All right, Ben, you need to unravel 6 words. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Lawyer. Confirm. Delivery. Rescue. Language. Establish.
Yes! Well done, Ben. Good man. Good man.
Thank you.
Used 107 heartbeats. That's good.
That's better, that's better.
It's really good, that's really good. But once again, he had a high peak of 158.
Right, OK.
You're giving the girls a real workout. But you started quite low, and like you said before, after the first round, once you get going, you realise that you're getting closer to the end. So then that's when you start panicking. Most people panic when they first see the initial question, but you're panicking towards the end.
Yeah, I know how much it means, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, so after round 2, Ben has banked £500 and has 760 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's have a look at round 3. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the 5 correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Ben, it's round 3. You've got 760 heartbeats remaining.
Okay.
You've got to start relaxing. Now, I know you like singing.
Yes.
You like singing in your spare time.
I love it. Absolutely love it. That's how I relax.
What kind of artist do you like?
I go from different... I go from Michael Bublé, who is ace, to Nirvana, Nickelback. I do the whole spectrum. I love it.
Wow, OK, good man.
Absolutely love it.
All right, well, maybe if you've got some heartbeats left after you've played Cash Out, you can give us a song with our string quartet.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be a real treat.
That would be awesome. I'd love that.
OK, so let's move on. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out with £500?
I'll play on.
All right, good man. It's a Assemble. It's a big jigsaw. Mm. Being a policeman, it's a bit like a photo fit. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to this one. Hopefully, I'll be all right. I'll try and stay nice and calm.
Are you good at logic games, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I like visual things. I love visual things.
OK. How old are your kids?
7 and 5.
So you do a lot of games with the kids?
Yeah, a lot of puzzles, a lot of games, a lot of Lego.
All right, well, hopefully you should be good at this.
Yes.
Assemble. Good luck. Let's play. Assemble. Good luck, then.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. You need to find 5 missing pieces. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Jessica Ennis-Hill. Play.
Nine. One. Four. 6. Five. 10. Three. 8. 5.
Yeah, it's got the heartbeat. Come on, Ben. Oh. You used 372 heartbeats. You got 4 wrong. That's 100 heartbeats off your total. And once again, our girls, our string quartet were going really fast. So your heart rate peaked at 159 this time.
Right, okay.
But you started quite high as well. I think it was the anticipation of playing assembled, because you were quite confident. Quite confident at first. You've got 388 heartbeats remaining. Okay. How are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit disappointed after that round?
Yeah, I think the problem is I think I was looking at the wrong part. When it changed, I was still looking at the part before. That's my mistake. I didn't look properly. That's my mistake.
It is difficult, especially when they're upside down.
Yeah.
And back to front as well.
Yeah,
it's difficult to identify which pieces go in which squares. So, after round 3, Ben has banked £1,000. He's got 388 heartbeats remaining. Is he going to cash out? Is he going to play on? We'll find out after the break.
Who had a UK hit with Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart in 1967 and again in 1989 with Marc Almond? Gene Pitney or Neil Sedaka? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who had a UK hit with Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart in 1967 and again in 1989 with Marc Almond? The answer is Gene Pitney. Before the break, policeman Ben banked £1,000. After a strong start, Ben had a nightmare playing assemble, giving 4 wrong answers. With 388 heartbeats remaining, is it time to cash out?
All right, welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Ben, are you ready to see your next round?
I am, yes.
It's Link. This is how it works.
This is Link. You will see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round 4, you've got 388 heartbeats remaining. That was quite tricky, that.
That was my own fault, the last one. I didn't look properly.
Yeah, because you were confident at the beginning. You know, it's very similar to a kid's puzzle. In fact, it's a jigsaw.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But it's quite difficult under the lights, the pressure, and especially, once again, heart rate was racing.
I know. I can't seem to calm it down at the moment.
Well, you've got a big decision to make now, Ben. You can play on for £2,500.
Yes.
Or you can cash out with 1,000. You've got 388 heartbeats remaining.
Yep.
Your heart rate at the moment is 119, but that's completely irrelevant because when you step onto the plate,
it goes
right through the roof. It really does. What are you going to do? Because it's Link and it's general knowledge. So the topics could be absolutely anything.
If they're topics I like and topics I enjoy, I'm happy, but I don't know. Yeah. And, you know, £1,000, it's a nice holiday.
Yeah, it is, but it could be over in 4 quick questions.
It could be, but, you know, who dares wins, you never know.
Exactly. So have you made a decision? What are you going to do?
I've made a decision.
All right. Are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out for £1,000?
I want to cash out, please.
All right, Ben, you made it through 3 rounds. You've got £1,000. Let's play cash out.
Right. Okay.
Good luck. All right, come on, Ben. Let's see if we can do this. It all comes down to cash out. Will you leave with £1,000 or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. But as always, a wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Ben, just have a moment. Let's try and bring that heart rate down. Please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Lemon is a citrus fruit.
True.
The 1815 Battle of Waterloo was fought in France.
True.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is in Illinois.
True.
OX is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Oxford.
False.
Danny Elfman composed the soundtrack for the film Jurassic Park.
True.
Lemony Snicket is the pen name for author Daniel Handler.
False.
Oh, man.
Cinnamon is an element on the periodic table.
False.
Poland shares a land border with Austria.
True.
The Queen's middle names are Alexandra Mary.
False.
OK Computer is a 1997 album by Blur.
False.
Actors Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen are brothers.
True.
The alcoholic drink sake is made from fermented wheat.
True.
Ben!
It wasn't for me,
sake's right!
I know, it wasn't.
Oh, unlucky. But I'll be honest with you, when you started playing straight from the first round, you were kind of swimming against the tide because your heart rate was
getting
so quick.
High.
But, you know, up to the third round, you had no wrong answers.
No.
It was great gameplay. In total, you got 8 wrong answers, which is difficult because that just wipes out your heartbeat. Ben, you've been a great contestant.
Thank you very much.
You really have.
Thank you. Good luck
with everything. You made it to cash out, but you used up your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thanks for playing. You've been a fab contestant.
Thank
nice
you very
to
much.
Meet you,
thank you.
Thank Cheers.
You.
So, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Helen. Hi, Helen. Nice to meet you. Helen, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Hiya.
Where are you from?
From Kettering in Northamptonshire.
Okay, and what do you do for a living?
I drive trains.
Brilliant.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, about 6 years now.
Do you like it?
Love it.
Do you do freight or do you do passengers?
Passengers.
Oh, that must be a lot of fun.
It is.
But then again, it must be stressful if you're running a bit late.
Always.
Really?
Always stressful, yeah.
Do you get any grief from the passengers?
All the time.
Now, are you the kind of train driver who would stop for someone running for a train and wait, or do you just carry on?
I'd stop. I'm too nice.
That's nice, though. That's what we want.
The timetable doesn't like it, though.
Forget the timetable. It's all about being nice to your customers.
Indeed.
So, in your spare time, you ride BMXs?
I do.
And you're a championship BMX rider?
I wouldn't say championship, but I compete.
You're pretty good, though.
I went to the World Championships this year. It was good fun.
You represented Great Britain?
I did, yes.
How was that?
It was proud, awesome.
Oh, good.
Really good.
Was it a nerve-wracking experience, though?
Very much so.
Was it?
Yes.
And if you were to win some money on 1,000 Heartbeats this afternoon, what would you spend the money on?
I'd like a new van for my racing. My husband would like some home improvements, though, so we'll see.
All right, OK. Well, let's see if we can win you some decent money. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, obviously, because that's what the show's about. And at the moment, it's really low. It's 84 BPMs. That's good. That's because you do BMXing. OK, there's one more thing. Let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. So, Helen, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that's contrast. Let's have a look.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, here we go. Let's play contrast. Helen, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, in your own time, step onto the plate.
July, December, play. The 2013 X Factor live final was held in...
December.
The 7th month in the Gregorian calendar is...
July.
The Nobel Peace Prize ceremony takes place in...
July.
Every year in the UK, there are 2 bank holidays in...
December.
Actor Sylvester Stallone was born in...
July.
In 2000, pop band Ocean Colour Scene released a song called...
December.
The 1997 animated film Anastasia features the song Once Upon a...
December.
Man first walked on the moon in...
July.
The zodiac signs Sagittarius and Capricorn both cover...
December.
Yes, well done, Alice. Come on over, come to me. Well done. Good stuff. You only used 144 heartbeats. You got two wrong, though.
Yep.
So if you think about it, those two wrong answers cost you 50 heartbeats. Some tough questions in there.
Yeah.
That was tricky. It really was tricky. You've got 856 left. That's really good.
Yep.
You've done your first round. You know what it's like. We can settle in now and we can crack on and try and win some money. Well done. All right, let's have a look at round two. This is reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Helen, it's round two. You've got 856 heartbeats remaining. What kind of topics would you like for reorder?
Not films.
BMXing?
Yes, please.
Are you feeling confident, though?
A little.
All right, well, let's see how you can do. Let's try and win some money. All right, do you want to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
No, play on.
All right, we're going to play on. All right, let's play reorder. Good luck, Helen. All right, Helen, you need to put six answers in the correct order.
Yep.
If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Okay.
Swansea City, Manchester United, Queen's Park Rangers, Aston Villa, Newcastle United, Tottenham Hotspur. 2014-15 Premier League football clubs. Home stadium capacity, largest to smallest. Play.
Swansea City. Oh, largest. Oh, God, yeah. Manchester United. Tottenham Hotspur. Newcastle United. Tottenham Hotspur. Aston Villa. Now Tottenham Hotspur. Queen's Park Rangers. Swansea City. Queen's Park Rangers.
Well done, Helen. Come on over. Your disappointment was obvious.
Yeah.
Your disappointment was obvious.
Never mind.
175 used, four wrong.
Yeah.
So that's 100 heartbeats taken away with wrong answers. You would have only used 74.
I
think there's a little bit of confusion at the beginning because it said largest to smallest. You started off with Swansea City.
Yeah, I read it wrong.
Yeah. OK, well, let's not make the mistake again. It's done. There's nothing we can do about it. Your peak was only at 110 beats per minute. That's really good. So, after round two, Helen has banked £500 and she's got 681 heartbeats remaining. How far will she get before she cashes out? We'll find out after the break.
The film Hearts in Atlantis, which starred Anthony Hopkins, was based on stories by which author? Stephen King or Elmore Leonard? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the film Hearts in Atlantis, which starred Anthony Hopkins, was based on stories by which author? The answer is Stephen King. Before the break, train driver Helen banked £500 but lost valuable heartbeats due to wrong answers. Can she recover in the next round and go on to win the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, Helen, let's have a look at round three. This is Unscramble.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Helen, anagrams. How are you feeling about that?
A little nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, you don't seem like the kind of person who gets nervous.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
I hide it well.
All right, OK, well, well done. Good hiding. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
Play on.
All right, good luck. Let's play Unscramble. Come on. Helen, there's five words that you need to unscramble. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Astrology. Play.
Three, Capricorn. One, Libra. Two, Pisces. Four, Scorpio. Step off.
Astrology. You're going to kick yourself.
I am. I just can't see it. I just cannot see it.
Watch this.
Yep.
Gemini.
Yeah, I see it now. Obviously.
Gemini, exactly. So we're going to take 50 from 627, 577. It's all right. When we play Unscramble again, you just need to find one answer. All right, good luck. Let's play Unscramble. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Biology. Play.
Three, heart.
Yes, well done. Come on over. Well done, Helen, we did it. Well done. That topic was organs of the body. That was the clue. You used 130. You're playing the game brilliantly. As far as your heart rate goes, it's just those wrong answers. Yep. If we can try and get rid of them, we'll be fine. So, well done. After round three, Helen has banked £1,000 and she's got 551 heartbeats remaining. All right, Helen, round four, it's identify. Here's how it looks.
This is identify. To complete the round, you must correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Helen. You've got 551 heartbeats remaining. So far, your game plays really well, heart rate-wise. It's just stepping off the plate and those wrong answers that are crucifying us as far as deducted heartbeats are concerned. You've got six wrong answers so far. Yeah. That's 150 heartbeats. It's a lot. It's a lot. So do you want to play on for £2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I'm gonna play on.
Nice one, Helen. Let's play identify. Good luck. Helen, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Switzerland, Philippines, Swaziland, Canada, Mali, Belize, Sierra Leone, Cameroon. Countries that have French as an official language. Play.
Canada, Cameroon, Sierra Leone, and Belize.
Two right there.
Canada, Sierra Leone, Swaziland, and Mali.
Two again.
Step off.
Step off. So you stepped off the plate because you don't want to risk it.
Nope.
You don't want to risk, just keep trying and trying and trying. Well, you got two right.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the right answers. There were countries that have French as the official language. Switzerland, Canada, Mali, Cameroon. There you go, that's the four. So let's take 50 from 430. You've got 380 left. You need to do this quickly, all right? You only need to find two more in the next round of identify, and then we'll try and cash out with some money.
Yep.
All right, Helen, but do this as quickly as possible.
Yep.
But saying that, your heart rate's only 88. Well, it's now 92, and that's still low, all right?
Yep.
Good luck. Let's play identify. Helen, you just need two answers, remember. Good luck. Let's play identify.
Yeah.
Dumpy, sneezy, lazy, wheezy, grumpy, gloomy, sleepy, dopey. Names of dwarfs from the Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Play.
Dopey, grumpy.
Yes, well done. Come on, Helen. Right. Well done.
Thank you.
You used 194 and you got two wrong answers.
Yes.
During that round of Link. You've got 357 heartbeats remaining. Bit of guesswork in there? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
My mind went blank.
Did it?
Yeah, so it was.
All right, fair enough, but you got away with it. You've got a decision to make because you've got 357 heartbeats remaining. Remember, you do have to cash out.
Yeah.
So if you can complete the next round without any wrong answers, without stepping off the plate, you should have enough to cash out with some mistakes during cash out. You've got a really tough decision to make. I know that your fella's going to be watching at home thinking, just take the money! Or do you think he'll be pushing you on to go further? What do you think?
I think he wants a new kitchen. He'll want me to push on.
All right, Helen, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, round five, and you've got 357 heartbeats remaining. It's Pinpoint, it's mathematics. How is your maths?
Not the best.
There's a lot to do in Pinpoint. It takes a lot of heartbeats.
Yeah.
So, do you want to play on for 5,000 or cash out with 2,500?
I'd like to cash out, please.
Good girl. All right, Helen, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500. Let's play cash out. Good luck. Good luck. All right, Helen, it's all come down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and unfortunately leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember that during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. Please step onto the plate. Good luck, Helen.
True, false, play. The play Peter Pan was written by Lewis Carroll.
True.
Accra is the capital city of Ghana.
False.
The Hundred Years' War lasted for longer than 100 years.
False. Longer.
Flamingos can fly.
False.
Fashion designer Paloma Picasso is the daughter of Pablo Picasso.
True.
In the film Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey plays Stanley Ipkiss.
True.
The orbit is the medical name for the elbow.
True.
A foot is a unit of measurement.
True.
The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest is the second book in Stieg Larsson's Millennium Trilogy.
True.
The Last Supper was painted by Leonardo da Vinci.
True.
Khloe Kardashian is the oldest Kardashian sister.
False.
Legendary soul singer James Brown was a member of the E Street Band.
False.
In tennis, a score of zero is referred to as love.
True.
A female donkey is known as a Jenny.
True.
Yes! Oh, my gosh, you nearly gave up there.
I did.
You nearly gave up. All those wrong answers were so off-putting. I thought you hadn't done it. You got four wrong in a row in the beginning. A bit disheartening, but you came through. Well done, Helen.
Blimey.
So pleased, so chuffed, so proud of you. Well done.
Thank you.
You didn't crack under the pressure. And you did it with 40 heartbeats remaining. That's unbelievable, Helen. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Great stuff. So, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Excellent gameplay. Well done. Even through all that, your heart rate peak was only 105.
I'm amazed.
You're a real cool character, that's what you are. Well done, Helen. Join us again to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 Heartbeats. We'll see you soon.